Head coach Deb Fittle joins us. Post-game show here from Harrisburg. It was a five-setter tonight. Plenty of accolades for Mac Miller and the big hitters and Mandy Schmidt as well. Serve-receive, I think, is where things went wrong there in that second set.
Well, a lot of things kind of went wrong for us, but it is ball control. It wasn't just our passers. We also had – that's when our hitting errors took place, too, was in the second and third sets there a little bit. You know, and when things start to snowball one way, they also snowball the other way, which I felt that's what Harrisburg started doing. They started making a lot of really good plays, and it was like balls rolling along the net and falling in, and they made some great hustle plays on their side. And so I – you know, but I was proud of our kids. We played really well in the fourth set and fifth set. We just wanted to be here a while, I guess.
It's just as simple as you played better in that fourth set. You turned things around.
Yeah, our ball control was a lot better in the fourth and the fifth set.
Stats tonight, you had the three big hitters really showed up.
Chelsea had 17, Carly had 16, and Mac had 15 is what our stat people have. Mandy had 40 assists. Defensively, I thought it was pretty good effort by our kids defensively. 15 digs for Chelsea, 10 digs for Brooke, 12 digs for Mandy. Carly had 5 blocks at the net. So it was kind of an overall team effort, I thought.
Mandy Schmidt, she'll be the Shays Restaurant Player of the Match with that double-double, 12 digs to go along with her 40 assists. So, this was an important one. You've got Washington. You've got to see them again. You've got Aberdeen next week. So this was really one that you really needed tonight.
Well, and I think it kind of showed something about our kids, too. You know, we came out and won 25-12.
Yeah, it was very impressive that first set.
And then, you know, that's just the game of volleyball. So you hope that you get yourself back in a position to win the match, which our kids did. You know, they could have flatlined, like Coach Simpson said, and they didn't. And so kind of turned it up there and set 4 and 5.
Had Maya Valesky come in there at the end?
Yes. Reagan was out of sets.
There you go.
So I thought she came in, and we knew we had to get our ball, get the ball to the outside, because that's where we were having success. And when Reagan doesn't play, Chelsea and Mac have to play a little bit of middle. So we wanted to get Chelsea back on the outside, and Maya came in and did a great job.
There we go. So we'll see you tomorrow night for the coaches show, and then a special Friday night volleyball match coming up against Sioux Falls, Washington. So get ready for your Dig Pink match, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Head coach Deb Phil, thanks for coming up here. A lot of stairs up here in Harrisburg.
Get back down there.
Going up, yeah, going again, got to go back down again. Quarter to nine. Head coach Deb Phil joins us. Harrisburg now at 5-11. Mitchell at 13-6. Mandy Schmidt, Shays Restaurant Player of the Match with 40 assists and 12 digs. Mac Miller had 15 kills. Carly Herring had 16. And Chelsea Brewster with 17. On the Harrisburg side, they were led by Haley Mertz. Mertz had 16 kills tonight, to only double-digit kill hitter for the Tigers tonight. So these two teams, first time they've seen each other, they'll see each other again at the end of the regular season, just a little over 2 weeks from now. Coach, a show tomorrow on KORN at 6:30 to 7:30. Plenty of volleyball to talk about tomorrow night. Football from Spearfish, Mitchell and Spearfish, regular season finale. That is at 7 o'clock coming up on Thursday. Then more volleyball at 7 o'clock on Friday night at home against one of the two or three best teams in the state, depending on who you ask, the Sioux Falls Washington Warriors. O'Gorman, they won tonight. They swept. And Huron, they were swept tonight by Watertown. So it was number 4 Watertown sweeping number 5 Huron. For Clint Greenway back in the studio, doing some extra duty tonight. Travis Grins here in Harrisburg. Mitchell, they win in 5. We'll see you tomorrow night from the Depot. Coach's show tomorrow.